It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. If you fly with small children, perhaps you did in the past day or so, then you know how absolutely miserable it can be for you, for the airlines, for your fellow passengers. And I'm not talking about plying your two-year-old with treats to keep him from screaming, but rather the hostile environment on some airlines when you show up with the little ones. Some airlines no longer offer priority boarding for families with small children, and increasingly, travelers are finding that they can't even get seats next to their kids. Or when they do, they're usually in the back of the plane. This is known informally in the industry as the baby ghetto. Well, for some coping methods, Scott McCartney, who writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal, joins us now. Scott, welcome.
Good to be with you, Guy.
I just flew to Boston with our two-year-old and our seven-month-old, and it occurs to me to ask you, when did it actually start to become miserable to fly with kids? Is this a recent thing?
You know, it was never easy, but 20 years ago when my kids were babies, there were a lot more amenities. You could use the bulkhead seats, which gave you more space. There were ovens on airplanes, so the helpful flight attendants could warm up the formula. You did get priority boarding. You didn't have to pay extra for a seat assignment. And what's happened now, just with baggage restrictions, TSA restrictions, just in June, American Airlines changed its stroller policy. So strollers have to be small. If they're going to be gate checked, you can't bring a jogging stroller. Just as all travelers have seen more and more aggravation, and I think it's gotten worse for families progressively.
All right, so what about seat assignments? Because I've experienced this where I've had one of my kids in like a middle seat five rows away. My wife is three rows back with the infant on her lap. And then, you know, you get on the plane and you just start negotiating with fellow passengers to see if they'll switch seats with you. Why don't airlines make it easy to just sit together?
Well, I think it's a numbers game. What's happened is airlines have catered more and more to full fare passengers, to elite level customers. So they're pre-reserving large chunks of the cabin for those people. Now several airlines are adding fees for what they call choice seats or preferred seats. And those are seats at the front of the cabin, generally the front half of the cabin. And so what you're left with is a limited number of seats on any given flight, and people reserve them quickly in advance. And if you don't book early enough, you're not going to get seat assignments. And so then you show up at the gate or you check in 24 hours ahead of time, you're scrambling to get seat assignments. All that's left may be middle seats scattered throughout the cabin. And that's what hits families hard. And then you've got a three-year-old sitting between two strangers, and all you've got for leverage are middle seats to try and trade with people. And I think most people are willing to accommodate, especially if they don't want to sit next to a three-year-old and take care of them for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I was sitting next to my son in a seat that was not mine, and when the person arrived, I said he likes his juice and his raisins every, 15, 20 minutes. And if he spills, here's some napkins, and they happily change seats with me.
Yes.
Is there an airline that is better, tends to be better with families?
Boy, that's a really tough question. I think you can find faults in the policies of all airlines. Southwest Airlines, in some ways, is very accommodating, but in other ways, extremely rigid about rules about lap children. You have to have a birth certificate that you produce at the gate if you're going to claim that your child is 2 years or younger. The lap child policy, if your child turns two while you're traveling, United Airlines is going to make you buy a seat for the return portion of a trip. So it's hard. I do like some of the things that Delta does. They have kid-friendly meals for purchase on flights, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, things like that. I think that's a really nice touch. And they haven't gotten as rigid with their stroller gate check policy. So Delta gets some kudos for some of those things.
Scott McCartney, thanks.
Good to be with you.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for the Wall Street Journal. He joined us from Dallas.